Good morning, good morning. Today is laundry day. And it's the first thing in the morning, so if I've got my morning voice, that's why. Anyway, rolled out of bed, got all my dirty clothes and stuff, put them into the sack, and then walked to the community laundry facility. And for longtime listeners, you'll know how much I hate doing laundry. And it's because in my apartment, I do not have a washer and dryer within my unit. And it is very inconvenient because there are only two communal laundry rooms. And they don't have that many machines. Anyway, I have a few loads that I have to get through because I have extra stuff, more so than usual, like more than just clothes that I have to wash. And so I have three loads I have to do. But I walk in, and of the six washing machines, only three are available to use. Two of those three are actually being used. The other three are out of order. So there's only one that is actually of use to me. So, of the three loads, I put in one. Put a timer on my phone. Now I have to walk back to my apartment, lugging the rest of my stuff. And I do have like a little uphill climb that I have to do to get from the laundry room. And now I have to go and exchange things. I have to do like three loads in the same machine. And that is annoying because I'm going to have to, once that's finished, go back down and, switch that to the dryer, wash the other ones, and switch that to the dryer, wash the other ones. Ends up taking three times as long as absolutely necessary, which is the main reason why I hate doing laundry. I don't mind doing laundry. Also, I'm going to go ahead and put this laundry bag in the car so that way I don't have to actually take it back up. Come on. Yeah, I don't actually hate laundry. It doesn't bother me at all. But all this going up and down and having to find machines and share machines and all that, absolutely too much for me. Too much for your boy. Anyway. There. What else? Today's February 1st. Happy February. Hope everybody had a good January. I know it was pretty rough for a lot of people's mental health. And just, you know, with the state of the world. So I'm wishing you as many good vibes as I can. I will reserve a few for me because I also live in the world too. And it can be very depressing and sad and just emotionally draining. However, you know, we do what we can, right? We stick up for the causes that we believe in. We donate where we can. We speak out when we can. We do what we can, right? And it's very important that we do so. Because if let alone, you know, the bullies, the bad guys, they are oh so more than willing to have their way. And their way doesn't benefit a lot of people. Usually only benefits a small group of people. A small group of people that they deem it worthy to have. Which is really messed up. Because, you know, we're all trying our best. We're all giving it our all. So it sucks that it seems like, you know, the good things, or not even that, simple things that each human should just have are denied. So I really do hope that everything that's been going on hasn't been too depressing enough where it, I was going to say that it affects your days, but I mean, of course it has, right? It is really rough, but enough so that it doesn't stop you from having hope. I think that's really what I wanted to say. And then I'm wishing you all well. As to less important things, but still important things in terms of what's coming up for February, I decided that I wanted to make these check-in audios available to everybody on the Patreon. So I kind of have done that in the past, where sometimes I'll kind of like mix and match. Like, oh, this time this will be just for those in the buddy tier and above. Or like, oh, you know, this won't be available to everybody. Well, I think moving forward, I might just go ahead and make them available to everybody. So, yeah, you can look forward to more check-ins. I don't do them that often anymore. I used to try to do them like every other week, like twice a month. But they're kind of hard to do when I had like a... For those who don't know, the last few months have been bonkers. They've been insane. Absolutely upside down because my work situation was pretty rough and crazy. I kind of got thrown off my routine for 3 months. And then during those 3 months, holidays were happening. You know, holidays are pretty hectic as they are. I also went on vacation. I went on vacation to Japan in kind of like in the outset to middle of November. And that was fun too. However, due to other things happening politically and the government shutdown in the U.S., travel was absolute murder. Airport travel and all that stuff. So kind of made the whole trip, not the whole trip, but some of the trip, very anxiety inducing, very nerve wracking. But do what we can. Still had a fun time. What else? But yes, as to February, I already went ahead and posted the schedule up for everybody to have a look-see. Hope you guys are looking forward to it. Also, if I'm breathing a little heavy, it is because I'm kind of using this opportunity to get a little walk-in, a little warm-up, as you might think. Because I am going to the gym in a little bit, so I figured I would use this opportunity to get a walk-in. I'm really, really trying to be more active. Mostly just because, you know, with winter being winter, it is kind of like a season where it's really easy to fall off the wagon when it comes to physical activity. So, trying to get back into that. And I feel I have. I run 3 miles every other day, or 3.1 miles, which is considered a 5K. So I run a 5K every other day. But in the days in between, I haven't really gotten up to too much. I do have like a schedule, but I really, really haven't kept to it because I've mostly just been trying to get back into that running routine. So yeah, I do need to get back to my other stuff. And I'm on the in-between days, I do want to do a little bit of like dumbbell work, just like some, not heavy lifting, but you know, weightlifting, because that is important, you know, especially as people get older. It's really good to establish routines and habits so that way you're not waiting to get hurt to then build up your muscles. It's like, oh no, you can actually prevent a lot of injuries by just simply being a little bit stronger, you know, making sure that your brittle bones as you get old get supported with muscle. So I gotta get back into that routine. It's just I'm not that big into dumbbells or weightlifting. I don't really enjoy that. I'm a big cardio fan. I really enjoy the running and, you know, the heart pumping and all that sort of thing. That's more my speed. So, but anyway, I keep saying February. Okay, yes. As I said, I posted the new calendar up, so you guys can look forward to that. As of me recording this, which is the early morning on Sunday, I just realized I did not I did not schedule up the posts for tomorrow or I think for Thursday. So I need to get to that. I think I remembered yesterday. Or you know what? I remembered yesterday being like, oh no, yeah, I totally did. And then just a little while ago, I was like, oh no, I totally did not. So I need to go ahead and schedule those up. So that way they'll go on time. But I do hope you guys look forward to all the audios coming up, whether it be the script fills, the original one coming up. That one I'm not finished yet, but I'm hoping to get to it. That one's going to be a Black listener focused one, as part of the Everyone Deserves to Be Desired series. So please look forward to that. And you guys can also give me some feedback on how all that was, because I would love some constructive criticism. But yeah, hope you guys have a great day. Wish me luck when it comes to this laundry business. And I will have to catch you guys a little bit later, all right? So stay safe, take care. And as always, you'll hear from me soon enough. Alrighty, take care. Bye now.